Catching the Wind, written by Melanie Dobson, narrated by Nancy Peterson. Chapter 1, Moselkern, Germany, July 1940. Maple leaves draped over the treehouse window, the silvery fronds linked together like rings of chainmail to protect the boy and girl playing inside. Dietmar Roth charged his wooden horse across the planks, knocking down two of the Roman horses with his toy knight as he rushed toward the Tower of Riverstones. In his 13 years, he'd become an expert on both knights and their armor. Metal rings were useless for protection on their own, but hundreds of these rings, woven tightly together, could withstand an opponent's arrows or sword. Standing beside the tower, a miniature princess clutched in her hand, Brigida yowled like a wildcat, as if she might really be carried away by warriors. At the age of 10, Brigida was an expert on royalty and drama. Instead of an army, Brigida played with one toy, the princess Dietmar carved out of lindenwood and painted for her last birthday. He liked renaming his knights, but Brigida never changed the name of her toy. Princess Adler. Eagle. Brigida thought her princess could fly. Dietmar drew a tin sword from his knight's scabbard and began to fight in the black-cloaked opposition that advanced in his mind. Stretched across the treehouse floor was an entire army of battle-scarred knights, all of them with a different symbol painted on their crossbows, all of them fighting as one for the Order of the Ritterlichkeit. Chivalry.